And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Thank you, Captain Trips. You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I walk over and to wherever I have this jingle opening set, and I play it. I play it. Just to, you know, and sometimes I play the show close just to go to sleep. I do.
I am.
Hey, welcome to the Midwood Files. You've probably been able to figure out by the fact that I played the longer opening with the longer dead bed that it's going to be a talk edition, like no music, or no open, no close, no nothing. So welcome to Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. I have the producers join me tonight. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You working that thing?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Gotta work like a, you know.
I can't say. I don't know. Think of any nice words.
Like, there's some leader. If you want to, like, that's really what you need to, you know.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to modulate.
I'm trying to think of nice words to say.
Yeah.
And obviously that isn't happening. So proceed with your hosting.
No, I don't have any nice words to say. you know, I just, like I said, it's been a bit of an emotionally charged day for us. We spoke to our kin in Texas. Today was the funeral of your cousin who passed from COVID.
Yep.
You know, I did, you know, I was wondering, because I know there's always, or at least generally, there's always some sort of you know, underlying, and he was a rather large gentleman.
Yes, he was.
Right. So that's, you know, and we don't know if there was any underlying other than that and the health conditions that accompany.
No, we don't really know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, he was a 20-year Navy veteran, right?
That's
pretty cool. You don't really see that much anymore, as far as, you know, and I always been out for a long time. I was retired for a long time.
Yeah.
So his name, we'll say his name. His name was Robert.
Robert Folks.
Comfortable. Robert Folks. Yes. Okay. Robert Folks. So today was his funeral. It took a little while. He passed, about 10 days ago, maybe a little bit less, nine,
about
10,
six days ago,
six?
Yeah.
Was it six? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It took his kids a little, they're spread out. They're not all in Texas. They're spread out to come in and to make it in. So, I guess they're all your cousins, but we spoke to the cousin that will be eventually moving into their home. So we spoke about that, and we spoke about with her, and we, you know, who was there, and there were some really good signs of things, people who hadn't necessarily been speaking to one another were. So that's always, you know, something good to come of it, as they say, you know, family gatherings of that nature.
Sure.
Aren't always, you know what I mean?
Well, we like to look at it, and I think this is a Southern culture thing, as a celebration of someone's life, more so than a sad goodbye, even though it is both. It is indeed that.
That's the Irish with the wakes. We know how to do. You know,
you do, don't you?
Yeah, we know how to do that.
Same thing. Yeah, true.
So, but, you know, again, you folks are, you know, some European, you know, some of Scots Irish stuff,
yes,
and a little bit mixed,
sure,
in there with whatever, you know.
Norwegian.
Right, yeah. So you get it. Yeah, right, you get it. Right. You know, I'm not saying anybody should go Baptist anytime soon, but I mean, you know, yeah, you get it, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so, I mean, we did that, and like I said, we talked about a little bit of the frustration of being here for about another 2 years until we can get you proper medical insurance that'll continue to deal with your heart. How is your heart condition? I talk about it from time to time, so people want to, you know, from the.
Well, it's very nice, and thank you all for any prayers and good vibes sent our way for either one of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't.
Like
I guess I don't. I'm not grateful enough for that. I don't say that really.
As usual, yes, I got to make up for you.
Nice. I'm just a self-centered asshole. I'm, you know, it's all about me. I.
It is the Midwood Files.
I mean, I do mention you. You know, but
you do.
Generally,
you do.
Blaming you for
so
stuff.
Think, yeah, right. Well, other than the coffee.
Other than coffee's gotten better. God bless Keurig.
All right.
We're a big Keurig guy.
Can we go back to talking about me now?
All right. All right. You mentioned the coffee.
I did. I can't help it. It's kind of a running thing. So my air condition has improved. I would say stable. The doctors a couple of days ago were telling me I'm doing well. And I don't have to be afraid to exercise, which means, yeah, fat ass, get off your ass and do something.
Yeah. Definitely.
Instead of,
well, you did lose. You lost 20 pounds, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
And I lost 30 wrong way.
The wrong way.
But I mean, you know, I think we've been eating smaller and better, so I think that would have, you know, I think maybe that had something to do with it as well, too. So.
Yeah. So anywho, there's an improvement, which I'm very happy about, and well, they want to take out the implant, darn, so I can't, you know.
That's that monitoring thing, right?
Make jokes about that anymore.
Yeah, there's a big monitoring implant that they put in there.
Right.
Right, so they don't, and that was kind of cool because it was a little freaky. But I don't like the fact that it's in there not doing anything. So it was either get a new one or get the old one replaced. But what that did was, is this monitor that would record what was going on during the day with her heart, right?
Yeah.
And then what it would do is it would, when you, at the end of the day, when you got close, we had this little, it was a, I don't even know if it was 4G, it might have been like 3G cellular modem thing that would read what was, it transfer the info from the monitor to that and then send it to them over cellular.
Which was cool.
Yeah, which was really cool. You know, we thought it stopped working for a while and then one day you got a phone call from them.
They plug it back in.
it was pretty funny.
Right.
So you get that out. They're going to remove that out.
They're going to take it away from me.
Right. They don't feel they need the monitor 24/7.
I like having robotic parts of my body. What's the big deal?
I got that elbow part. I forgot about that. I have a part in my elbow.
It's not opening anybody's garage doors or changing anybody's TV channel, so it's no fun.
Right. Well, who knows down the line? It's the health issues with this thing. They don't tell you about.
Right.
And, you know, who knows? But that's good. That's good news.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not feeling terribly great at the moment. I almost said to you it wasn't going to go on, and then I was like, all right, I got a streak going. I think this is the fourth show in a row, which is, for me, pretty good. But I didn't feel like doing any prep or nothing, you know, and that means pulling news stories or whatever. And then I said, you want to go on with me? And she was like, all right, which is, it's normally like a no. It's all nah. So I figure, all right, we'll just go on for a little bit and keep the streak going. But yeah, it's been emotionally charged kind of day, you know. And you know, we were talking about the idea of how our finances are in order for first time in quite some time. We're okay, you know.
We're doing fine.
Yeah, we're doing fine. You know, no complaints. And we have a good budget set up and. It's good practice because when we get to Texas, we're also going to have a similar budget.
Yeah.
You know, we're far from deprived. We're fat. You know, unfortunately, we're still sick. You know, yours is diagnosed and dealt with. Mine is not at this point. We're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on. We at one point, it was going to be a diagnosis of the IBS.
Mm-hmm.
But my GP is, she's not 100% comfortable calling that right now. At this moment, so we want a couple of steps because it's no test for it. You know, it's kind of like a group of symptoms for a period of time, which I've continued to have actually. So it's not that far out. But she wants to send me to my GI, you know, gastrointestinal clinic again to the specialist over there. That's a May 18th appointment. I just got that. That's COVID. That's really because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, things are just jammed the hell up.
So they're going to do the same test they did before?
No.
Not really.
No, because
test,
that would mean the colonoscopy. I don't think they're going to do that. They're pretty good.
No.
They got the shot with that. And they did the endo. So they did it already from both ends.
Okay.
So this is going to be, I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to be quite adamant about my deal. I told you their attitude was they found the blood, you know.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, they went to medical school.
I know.
For 8 years.
I was very upset that they
To come up with
I'm modding a little too
Like, I don't know what it looks like. It's just, it's blood. Oh, good job.
Well, no. I mean, they found the polyps. No cancer. Thank God. And they found the polyps, and they found one bleeding. You know what I mean? Not to be excessively graphic about all this, but then they felt they had kind of done their jobs because the referral was for blood in the stool. But it was also for a couple other things that they kind of ignored, meaning the other symptoms. And
if you're still listening.
Right. And well, I'm just saying, in the polyps, all of the polyps, regardless of what shape they were in, short of being cancer, would not account for my other symptoms. You know, the nausea, the weight loss.
Right.
She's really concerned about the weight loss, meaning my GP, the weight loss. There's a bunch of stuff, like severe fatigue.
Not good.
Yeah, yeah. So they don't know. They still, honestly, they're not. It's not an official diagnosis. So a couple more things. I may go for a neuro referral. It's going to be something neurological, which would be fun, you know.
They're going to examine your brain?
I hope it's not some sort of Jew disease.
And what would that be?
You know, I'm half, you remember on my father's side, I got the, who knows?
Maybe you're infected?
Jews, those Jews got all sorts of
Jewishness?
Genetic messed up stuff.
So what is it going to have? They're going to look in there, and there's going to be this little star, David, in your head.
Maybe.
They're going to go, maybe. Oh, my God.
Maybe. I don't know. Some sort of that. Wouldn't that be ironic? Wouldn't that just be?
I don't have the words for it. Got revenge? Yahweh's revenge?
Midwood's got some sort of genetic Jew disease.
There they go. Yeah. All that.
Yeah, you can't. Wow, we're really hot. Okay, But so I don't. You know, I don't. We'll figure it out. I'm not. You know, I'm confident we'll figure it out. And now, it's to a certain degree, like I said, you know, this 2 years gives time to figure that out, and you know what I mean. Get you a little bit more, as much stability to your situation as possible.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then you know we'll be really good. But it is, you know, it's frustrating. It's obviously, like I said, extremely frustrating.
It upsets me when things don't go my way.
Right. Yeah. Very much so. But you know what? I can use her name, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, Lori, cousin Lori, who, you know, where we will be moving in with, you know, you know, she says all the time, you know, it's things happen in God's time and not ours. And I've kind of, that's been, apparently, perhaps abundantly true. Over the course of my life, you know, I've had best laid plans of mice and men, you know, and that sort of thing.
That's true.
Right, 100%. So, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, nobody's pushing us out the door, which is really great. Jerry's been, you know, very, very good about this.
And, amazingly
right,
so.
Right, right. And, you know, while this is still obviously not the best circumstance for us to be living in by any stretch of the imagination, we've done 12, so we could do another 2. Right, I mean that's really basically what it comes down to.
Because we're Vikings.
Yeah, and there's a hell of a lot of COVID over there in Texas. I think there's still a fair amount of Delta floating around too. So it's, you know, I don't, you know, there's something fishy going on.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm saying this to you more and more often in private conversations.
Yeah,
am I not? It's like I don't know if the anti-vax people are 100% correct, but I do think where there's smoke, there's smoke. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of smoke.
There's a lot of smoke, and I'm not 100% comfortable with the official narrative. Yeah, as almost like the Kennedy assassination. There, you know what I mean?
Don't worry, you won't sink very fast.
Or the Twin Towers.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm definitely not 100% comfortable with the narrative. You know, and I get the folks who want the mandates to end and want things to go back to normal-ish, I guess, you know. I'm just wondering if there isn't another variant coming down the road. I think if there are going to be any vaccinations, it should be to the people who are most vulnerable. You know, like they give you rickets? What is it? They're not rickets.
Give you rickets.
No. What's that shot that I kept?
Shingles.
Shingles. They give you shingles when you hit like 50 and change. You know, it should be if you fall into a particular, I think it should be if you fall into a particular group of susceptible, vulnerable people, then you should definitely be vaccinated, because if you get if you wind up with COVID, it's obviously going to hit you really hard and possibly kill you. I think people who are healthy shouldn't necessarily have to take that shot, particularly since it be, apparently, since Omicron, it really is irrelevant as to whether you can transmit it or not.
Right.
Now, when you had Delta, you could be asymptomatic, and it, you know, they give you a shot and you wouldn't transfer it, and that makes kind of made sense to me from the standpoint of, well, if we can stop people from transmitting it to each other, well, that makes a lot of sense to me. But that's no longer the case with Omicron. When it mutated that last time, that's no longer the case. You can be perfectly healthy and vaccinated and still pass the disease along. Now, you know, I listen to the mainstream media, which I still do on a regular basis, and they're saying vast majority of people who are in hospitals and sick and dying are the unvaccinated. And I listen to the alternative media, and I'm hearing the vast majority of people who are dying and being sick are the vaccinated or some element in between. So betwixt between, again, I always find myself, I'm confused.
So just in case they're mandating everyone, well, including
right,
little children.
Right.
Right. Wear those stupid ass masks.
I'm not. Well, actually, I think New York is ending a lot of their stuff like real super soon, and Rhode Island is as well too.
Okay.
So there are some of the mandates are disappearing.
All right.
Actually, I'm not quite sure if New York is doing the school thing. They may. I read a couple of few things this week, and I've forgotten because I'm on my third cup of freaking coffee, and I'm burping a lot. So there's some of the states are ending some of the mandates on some sort of level. That would be the best way to put it, some sort of level. So things are starting to happen. You know, as they say, the Russians, the ICE is starting to move.
Speaking of,
just get on to that in a moment. So I don't, you know, I'm not, I don't know if perfectly healthy people and children need to be vaccinated, particularly children. Considering, you know, the vaccine is still a work in progress in the sense that it's an experiment.
Right.
It's an experiment. Right. I do give some sort of credit, and it does lend some sort of possible, I don't know if reassurance would be the word, but it lends some sort of something in my mind that the FDA has now not approved one of the vaccines for children under five. They and the reason they stay is because they didn't have enough data. So that's kind of comfortable. I'm a little comfortable with somebody paying attention over there. You know what I mean? But the question becomes is, do they have enough data, or have they had enough data, period, throughout all of this? What qualifies as enough data?
Well, no civilian will ever know the answer to that.
Well, you know, it's when I just find it kind of odd when, I don't know if I find it odd. I find it maybe a little, I don't know what the word is. But when President Trump said that they were working on a vaccine, you know, and you know, obviously, was it Project Warp Speed, right?
Yes.
You know, and there were a lot, everybody was like, yay, you know, and that was like, it seemed like everybody was good news, and that was going to, we take a vaccine, and then we were able to go back to normal life. And then it got handed over to, obviously overlapped into Biden, such a fucking joke.
Oh, he's like snidely whiplash.
I know, it's all right. But we got back to Biden, right? And now nobody wants to take the friggin' virus. Nobody wants to take the vaccine.
The jab.
Yeah, the jab.
Because we're all
jab.
European
it's
now.
Right,
we call
right,
it that.
Right, the jab.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, things are, it's been, I think, and I say this, I know this is one thing I've been reasonably consistent on, is the politicalization of the virus and the vaccine have really caused a lot of problems, you know, a lot of problems. But we don't know what this is going to do in the long run. I know so many people who did not take the jab, any of the jabs. I know it's ridiculous now how many people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I just know that type of person, which maybe.
Maybe.
No, and when I say that type of person, I mean the type of person who generally tends to be extremely skeptical of the government, rightfully so.
Well, if I were a parent with a small child, I would definitely want to know whether or not the job, or any job, is going to have long-term effects on my kid. Like, are they going to be able to have babies, or will they have, like, mutant babies because
right,
of this? or what will the effects on their mental health be? Because you know, your brain is a physical thing. It's not, you know, just an object of what are the long-term effects going to be?
You know, yeah, lean in.
And they don't know. They're not telling us anything.
Well, but they don't know. I don't think they know. I mean, I've seen stuff where they're saying, well, records are being sealed to like 2097 or something. I don't, you know, I've heard a little bit of that. I know that when I go over, sometimes there's as much propaganda on the left as there is on the right. And there's as much propaganda in the mainstream media as there is in the alternative media. I know this to be true. So it's almost like I'm not really getting the truth from anyone. You know, I'm not getting the entire truth from anyone, you know, and all that means is you have to think for yourself, which is more what the alternative is pushing you towards. That's get that. And it's also obviously a decision for parents. And as you said, it's a major decision for parents. Like I took the jabs. If something happens to me, I was pretty much prepared for that. I'm on, you know, I can say I'm on death's door, but I'm not doing too good. Great. I'm ill and I'm tired of being ill, quite frankly. So, yeah, I mean, I made what I would consider to be a reasonably informed decision given what my situation was. And as you said, it's different. It's different with parents in the long term. And, you know, you can't undo something. You can just, are you all right over there? Should I have a cough button for you? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Go ahead. I put a cough button. You're fine. She's doing cough stuff. So, yeah, you find up, you know, I get it. I fully want, I still pick that up. I 100% get it. But I'm really, the more and more time goes by. So I understand, certainly, one of the big stories is the Canadian truckers. And I think that's happening in other parts. I think it's happening in France. I think the truckers were heading into Paris. They were French truckers, not the Canadian ones. Because that would be a heck of a trip. I think the French truckers were heading into Paris. And I think this is becoming a bit of a global movement, which is really kind of interesting. And, you know, I get it. You know, I get the idea of, you know, not being mandates and not having stuff, you know, the government shouldn't force you to take something into your body that you don't want to. End of story. I mean, I fully 100% get that. But by the same token, I kind of understand, at least from some of the stuff that I've heard, that if you take the vaccine, and you get the virus, you're less likely to wind up in the hospital. I don't know. My head is ready to explode. I find it at this juncture difficult to condemn anyone and you know, just say, no, they're wrong. I don't think it's as simple as that. I think there's a lot of friggin' gray area going on here. And I wonder, I didn't follow up on that story, but I wonder what's going on with that. You done? I wonder what's going on with that judge who said that one of the companies had to produce some data. They had to produce what they had already had to date, because I think that would go a long way. You know?
It would. I have a question. Why are there? I know we were all in a big hot hurry to get vaccines and to get so-called vaccines, our way to stop the spread of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it all started and everything, especially the first year. But why are there three, four different brands, types?
I think Johnson's & Johnson's is quietly out of the game.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that they were able to produce enough of a percentile of protection.
Right. Because I think that's part of the problem of not having information.
That's why there were three or four of them. I think they just kind of put it out there.
Okay.
And they were like, whoever comes up with, you know, a viable vaccine, right, the government will, you know.
Because you can't have reliable data on if you've got four different kinds of shots out there.
Well, but it would be tracking info and data on however many shots were out there. That was I think, and that's why they put the four out, because they kind of met some standard. Two were, I think, I don't even know what the number is. A couple were approved by the FDA right off the bat. Okay. And that's at Warp Speed.
Right.
And a couple were given emergency approval, which is, right, I think, a little bit different
as far as
how they can administer it. And I guess they just, whichever one stuck to the wall, I guess, is really, no. And that, again, that points more towards,
Right. Do they settle on, is there a point where they settle on the most effective one?
Right.
Or is there a most effective one?
And the Chinese, the Chinese, all right, who are obviously culpable in this whole situation.
Hello.
Although we're getting Chinese food for Valentine's Day. I love Chinese food. It's the Jew in me. The Chinese, they have their own vaccines.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold the phone.
They have their own. They're not using any. They have to come up with their own vaccine.
Why are they special?
Which is really kind of funny because there's stuff coming out now that's challenging some of the Asian countries that are challenging how effective they are. Yeah. But yeah, it says something. And supposedly they told Chinese nationals, government people, whatever government people are left, whatever Chinese government people are left in the country, and nationals and Chinese nationals of renowned, I guess, because there's a lot of Chinese here, not to take the American vaccines.
Just take the Chinese vaccine.
Well, yeah, I guess when they got back to China or whenever that happened.
Because can't, like, yeah.
Possibly China's possibly giving it to people coming back to China as they enter China would maybe be, because they can mandate up the wazoo, as we well know at this point.
No fair.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Chinese, I just want to remember stuff. I think I said this downstairs while we were drinking coffee. It's like, I haven't been watching the Olympics because I just don't, I'm mad at the Chinese, but I heard that the Jamaican bobsled team made the Olympics. Now, I don't know whether that event, the bobsled, has occurred yet or not, but if it has, I'll see if I can find clips of it. If it hasn't, I'm going to see if I can watch that live because I think that's kind of cool. Any cool runnings in the anniversary?
It's been
like mega years since they made it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be just, shits and giggles kind of cool. But it would be the only Chinese thing that I would be, ouch, my back is killing me. Interested in watching. But yes, there is a separate Chinese virus, Obviously the European countries, AstraZeneca and I think there's maybe one other in Europe that have become the primary there's a whole bunch of different whatever.
Well, so we're going to have a different variant of the virus somehow. All over the world, there's like four or five different variants of the virus, and there's like four or five different vaccinations that may or may not prevent or help the virus from spreading or keep it from spreading in any way.
Right. And not since Omicron, which is the latest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The only stuff, and this is, again, this is on the alt side of things, the only things that seem to be seriously effective are the ivermectin. And the hydrochloro, whatever it is that that the president was on, with that they gave him at a friggin' when he was sick.
Oh.
At the hospital.
So the president got a special one too.
But yeah, no, this current president.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did he?
No, I don't know. Are you talking
about Trump?
Yeah, because as far as I know, Biden hasn't gotten. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Although. Both of those things supposedly help in friggin' preventing it, particularly the ivermectin. That there's been smaller studies. Mm-hmm. I think again the Japanese have one, and I think there's a couple of other smaller ones. Again, all of this is such small samples, in such short term.
That's kind of what disturbs me.
I mean, I don't switch versions of Windows until it's been around for like 3-4 years.
Exactly.
What I mean? So it's really kind of odd that and how we would just, because everybody wants things to go back to normal, and I don't know if they're gonna go back to normal. I think we just got a deal. In its own way, perhaps whatever's going on is God's way of thinning the herd. I don't really know.
That's what some people think, but I think everyone's going to have to. As far as getting back to normal, that doesn't mean getting back to the past. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make.
Right.
I think now everyone's going to have to create what normal is for you.
I think things will become normalized.
Right. Normalized in your life.
Right. Right.
In
that's
our life.
Point. That's an excellent
everybody
point.
Has to make changes, and you're going to have to deal and be as positive as you can and do the best you can. And help each other out if you can, And, you know, don't be stupid. Don't be angry. Don't be violent. Don't be ridiculous, because that doesn't help anything or anybody.
So I'm keeping my eyes open. Like I said, I'm reading both mainstream and non-mainstream, and I'm trying to make decisions based upon what seems to make sense to me. I'm more and more I find myself on my social media being supportive of the trucker convoy. For obviously the idea of not allowing themselves to be dictated to. I mean, again, and that's more of a political thing than it is obviously a public health thing in my mind. But obviously it revolves around the virus and mandates. I respect anybody who's making the decision not to take the jab, nor have their children be jabbed, nor lending support to any of the mask mandates that exist. I respect that. I honestly 100% respect that as a personal choice, perhaps as a little too libertine at this point in time. You know,
I don't see how any American could object to that, could object to not wanting the government to tell you it's against the law not to let us jab you with chemicals.
But there's the people who say, well, it's a public health risk and it's taken out of your hands.
It is a public health risk, but so is the flu, and so is the cold.
Right.
You know?
And it's a public.
So is poison ivy.
It's a public health risk with a 99-point-something survival rate as we speak. Still, don't forget that.
Don't forget that.
So that's like almost like.
But even that's questionable.
Mm.
That's possible too.
Yeah, it's
people live that shouldn't. Statistically.
I hear you. I don't. So, you know, that's why it is. It is complicated. But I understand both sides of the argument, and again, I certainly respect those who have, you know, taken an anti-vax, government go fuck yourself attitude, 100%. So let's see how it plays out, you know? Not for nothing, my lifestyle, whether I took the jab or not, my lifestyle does not lend itself towards being with people in public places, and even less so now.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm doing drive-ins when I do go out.
And we're ordering stuff, and I'm hardly going out, and I'm vaccinated as well.
Right.
You know, both.
Well, but given your pre-existing conditions, and at the time I was like 275 when I took the, you know what I mean? I was in vigor.
But it's a blurred line between what is political, meaning the freedoms you have or won't have because of this, and should I or should I not be vaccinated because of not having enough information or information that I can trust from the vaccine?
Right.
Those are two different issues, but they're being mushed together.
Yeah, I agree. Right? There are people who wouldn't do it regardless if it had a 100-year history. The government's not going to tell me what to do.
Look at the polio protesters.
I understand that because that's like, but I also understand the people who are saying there isn't enough information, or they're lying about the information that's out there. Like I said, there are a whole bunch of people I know who feel that they're suppressing what's going on as far as adverse effects of the vaccine itself. So is there some heart enlargement issues going on?
Okay.
And people are taking the vaccine and dying. And it's not being reported.
But it's not being reported. Well, then how do we know about it?
Right. That becomes, the question becomes, how do they know about it? The idea becomes there are healthcare people who are coming out on the side of the right and saying this, and you're only hearing it in the alternative media.
Okay, and then
Both know alternative media does not mean any less than a regular media. And I would like to remind you, remember what they did with the what you call movement in Manhattan. What was it? Help me out.
The polio or the Occupy?
No, the Occupy.
Yeah.
Occupy was running for like, you know, a month, 6 weeks before it broke in the mainstream media.
Yes, yes.
Meaning the city had asked them not to cover it.
Yes.
And they didn't.
Yep. Okay, and we happened to see it by accident.
Right. No, Randy Steele told me about it. Okay. Yeah, I was on the phone with Randy Steele. Randy Steele told me about it.
And we were both looking at the screen and we're like,
What the hell?
How was that?
So the idea of the government covering stuff up, the idea that President Roosevelt couldn't even stand, you know, or at least walk, they covered that up for a long time.
Not a new concept. Right. So, it's absolutely not a new truth. It's not even a concept.
Right. And then we go and we start talking about the idea, like, you know, something like Project Mockingbird.
Right.
Where the CIA had embedded a lot of operatives in the media industry, and by now they fully they're in a position of power and control, or they probably have been for quite some time.
Right.
You know, these things being said, can we trust the government? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not entirely.
No.
Not entirely.
That's why.
Listen, not if my life depended on it.
Well, yeah.
How's that?
That's
okay.
That's
and I can understand a lot of people feeling the same way. You know, why I ask why I took the jab, and like I said, I don't think I had anything to lose. That's really my personal attitude. I don't. And again, when you think about it for yourself,
for myself too, I don't think
we had anything.
No, my life has been for the most part lived. So
right,
and that's how I'm going to put it.
Right, if I disappeared tomorrow off the face of the planet, right. And same thing with you. We had
been here for a while. Yeah, had a good run.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Been there, done that. So right. No. But if I were a younger person. And healthy and certainly a lot healthier than I am, I would have to give some thought. And the kids thing really irks me. So I mean, I'm just really not comfortable. Same thing with the mask thing. It's like, okay, so here's the deal: wear the mask till you get to the table, and then take your mask off and do what you need to do. And then if you leave the table, put your mask on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, while everybody is at their tables, it's a whole bunch of people in a room without masks at tables. Okay,
and
somebody want to explain that to me, how that makes, right. It doesn't even make sense to me.
And the wait staff walking around, touching everybody's shit. So,
and they're not wearing gloves.
Right.
It doesn't make, I mean, it literally, you know, it's like, wait a second. It doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I have to wonder about the mask being a placebo, whatever the deal may be. You know, I'm not, because that's just funky. That's just like, what? I feel that that's an you know, it's an insult to our intelligence. Yeah. So that being said, so there's the, you know, and again, you've had two people in your family who have died from the virus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, one of them was older, obviously. Right?
Yeah.
And one of them we assume was not necessarily in the best of shape, obese perhaps, and
right.
Not necessarily in the best of shape. That was a group that was susceptible. We know that. That's something that we don't doubt.
And one that was. My uncle was vaccinated.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Uncle Glenn was vaccinated.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a scientist, and of course he, you know,
has
absolutely nothing against medicine.
Right, that's news to me. I hadn't realized that Uncle Glenn was indeed vaccinated. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so there you go. I mean, you know, and that feeds into people being vaccinated and still getting sick,
right.
And or dying. I mean,
he got pneumonia not because of COVID, but once he had pneumonia, developed complications that they said were COVID related.
See, there's a lot of that,
and it's confusing. Yeah,
there's a lot of. See, that's another thing that people are like funky about. They're like, there's a lot of deaths being reported as COVID related,
right.
But not COVID itself.
Right,
and it's like, what's that mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And there have been cases of people, we know that this has been pretty much documented in various places, of people dying, say, in things like motorcycle accidents or other things that definitely weren't COVID-related that were counted as COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what was it, the state of Florida had to do a whole reissue on how they were counting at one point in time?
Yes.
Right? A couple of years ago? I remember, a year and a half ago, because it was all screwy. So, yeah, man. It's funky.
If you have an enlarged heart like that person you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
In the show, chances are you're going to die of an enlarged heart.
Right.
You know, and complications from that have nothing to do with COVID, unless you have it on top of that anyway. And they didn't say that.
Check this out. And then I've heard, this is another thing that I've heard on the right side of things.
Okay.
Alternative media, where hospitals get a certain amount of money for each person who dies of COVID in their hospital.
I've heard the same.
From a federal level.
Sure.
Or if it's state money, it came from the Fed at some point in time.
Right.
So that's all funky, because then what's the motivation of not saying that someone who died of something totally not related to COVID all of a sudden becomes a COVID death, and it's cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, and then you have to ask yourself, who decides where that money goes, from the government money? You know, is it a hospital board? Is it a state board? Is
right.
it state hospital board or both? You know, is it insurance companies?
So,
you know, what? Who decides where that
I certainly understand people and their issues with the official narrative, again, 100%.
Sure.
So, and I haven't seen enough to make me say they're wearing tinfoil hats. I wish I could one way or another. You know, it's not even a matter of, you know, my friends, because my friends, a lot of them are unvaccinated, you know, siding with them or siding with, I would just like to know the truth. That's all I would want to know is honestly
just give me some truth.
Just give me the truth, and I'll figure from there. I'll do whatever I feel right, and lend my support to whatever I feel to be right, based upon the truth. But I'm not getting the truth, I don't think, from either side. I think it is a little bit of exaggeration on both sides, and it's totally obscuring what's going on.
Right.
What's going on? Right, but right. I'm scared. I'm a little scared.
Well, I think everybody is, and let's not use fear and a lack of knowledge as an excuse for violence.
No.
I think that's the biggest problem we have. I think it's a bigger problem than the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Even if this problem is, even if you don't use, I'll say not for nothing, even if we don't use violence, then you have a situation like January 6th.
Yeah.
Where they set up the idea of violence. There's no way that there was that level of violence around January 6th.
No.
There's no way. You know, again, those people have been demonized. And that's what they've been trying to do. The limited media that has been, and it's getting hard to cover up now.
Right.
The truckers. There's been the accusations of violence, and they're like the January 6th people, and it's insurrection. And meanwhile, they got bouncy houses and kids running around.
Yeah.
And it's a family friendly environment. But the media is not covering it that way.
They're saying they have bouncy houses and stuff out there. Look how they're abusing their children.
Right, right. And there were actually talks that they were going to the Canadian government. So fuck, they don't know what to do. They literally do not know what to do. They've done this, they've done that, they've done the other thing. None of it's made a little bit, not even a little bit. You know, they said there was going, and that's why I said I haven't. You know, oftentimes, a lot of what I get is a little bit of a delay because I get a lot of info off of TikTok. Because there's a more than a few coverage people covering the trucking event itself.
Yeah.
You know, live. So TikTok does come in handy for some stuff other than, you know, cat videos. So I haven't had a chance to watch, but I know that it seemed like the government was kind of gearing up for something, some sort of massive. I think a judge ruled that they have to get them off the bridge, that bridge between Canada and Detroit.
Yeah, a judge did say
there was some sort of court ruling.
And they're still saying no.
Right. So I don't know what they plan on doing about that. But they're being demonized. And again, just for not wanting to have their lives permanently altered in a way that they're not choosing. So I still give them a lot of, and Canada of all places. Wow. You know, these are the people who didn't want to join us in the revolution against England. They were like, nah. We're good.
Right. We're comfy. Now who's the man?
Right. Right. We're okay. We're good. Thanks. See you later. You know, and they didn't. They had the option, not for nothing, and they didn't. And, you know, the rest is history because they still have the queen on their money, who has now become a joke, by the way. It's like Bozo the frigging clown on the money. So the queen is still on the money, and they're French, part French, which isn't really that much of an upgrade, and English, and it's just this whole thing. But we won't be told what to do, you know, and it's just it goes on and on and on. So yeah, I'm definitely find myself supporting those people, if not to the letter, at least in spirit, 100%. And the other big thing. Is Ukraine, and
what the heck is going on there? Why does Putin want to bomb the living crap out of little old Ukraine?
I don't know. I don't think I think it's first of all, it's like one third of Ukraine, like eastern Ukraine, which, and we've had this conversation, it's ethnically Russian,
right?
Because it's so close to the Russian border, it's the part that's close to the Russian border, right?
Okay.
So it's ethnically Russian, and the idea becomes is it's technically Russia. You understand?
Right,
what I'm, it's
okay.
Like Hitler with the Sudetenland, you know, where he said, or Austria, they're German-speaking people, they're culturally German, we can take this is ours.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not as simple as that. It has to do, and, you know, we've watched a fair amount of stuff over the last couple of days.
Mm.
It's the NATO thing. They were concerned that Ukraine would be admitted to NATO, which is not going to happen because it would bonk things up on a lot of other levels than just Russia.
NATO said, we don't want you.
But pretty much. But Russia doesn't necessarily believe them, or at least they feel they're going to be allied to NATO or some sort of something or another, or are they going to allow NATO to put either weapons, would it be missiles or Russia doesn't want that on their border. They want control of their border. So what they want to do is they take eastern Ukraine back and the rest of Ukraine will be a buffer. Now, I don't know if they obviously don't have eyes on anything else because they have about 100,000, 150,000 troops, and they put 100,000 troops on this border. So they've put 2/3 of their military force, meaning Russia, on the border of Ukraine while all this is unfolding. So I don't think they have eyes on everything. There are people making it feel like they're going to invade like mainland Europe, you know?
Okay.
And it's
so
like, that's not going to happen.
It's then they have all those troops on the border.
Yeah.
In order to frighten NATO?
No, they have Russia has all those troops on the border in order to what we presume to be invasion, but I look at it more as taking back, a part of, because I'm going to say one more time, the Ukraine has traditionally always been part of the Russian Empire under the Tsars.
Right.
And then the Soviet bloc.
Okay.
And then now Ukraine's been a free country for like 15 seconds. Do you know what I mean? It's not,
okay,
they don't have a long history of being anything other than part of Russia.
Uh-huh.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And historically, they've always been, it's been referred to as the breadbasket of Europe. All the growing of wheat in particular,
right,
to export to other parts of Europe. Always, traditionally for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's where the famines took place. With Stalin, when he purposely starved them to kind of get them to go to the co-ops, and they didn't want to go to the co-ops.
Yep.
Millions of people, by the way, died in that famine. Stalin killed way more people than Adolf Hitler. Not that I'm a Hitler fan, but I'm just saying.
FYI.
History is only just remembering to begin that. But
fun
Stalin
fact.
Stalin was a fucking madman.
Yeah.
So was Hitler, I suppose. And now it's almost geopolitical as well too. Because when you look at Ukraine's ability to be able to provide a pipeline. Space for a pipeline to go through.
Mm-hmm.
That's geopolitical in the sense that that would be advantageous to the Russians, but it would also be advantageous to the EU if a EU friendly company got a pipeline.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So, and this is sort of heating in the winter because those European winters are pretty rough of mainland Europe. So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here, but you could arguably say that if you're going to accept the Russian, this is the word I'm more comfortable with, annexation.
Okay.
Of the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
I never say that right.
Crimea.
Yeah, thank you. If you're going to allow that to occur, which was they're ethnically Russian as well too, by the way, then to allow the annexation of part of the Ukraine, which is historically always been Russian, culturally speaking, they speak Russian, not the other Rus language, which would be, because it's not, you think, oh, Ukraine, it's a different language. It's the Rus people, and it's split off, and it's this whole complicated thing.
Okay.
Which is, you don't get to go, okay, it's my show. Okay.
I'm listening.
So, they're not the same people, but that 1/3, and these are the same people who, yes, there was military Russians who came in, probably shot down an airplane too, by the way. There were people who fought during that insurrection part to want to have, who were in the 1/3 who fought on the side of the Russians. You follow? And not not the rest of the country. So that's where things became complicated. But the Russians did slip in their military as well, too. Am I boring you? Is there a problem?
No.
You've been following something?
I'm listening.
So, yeah, it's complicated. It's complicated. With me being Ukrainian or Russian, that's why that you superimpose that over there and there's that level of complication on my part. But I don't have any problems with the Russians annexing something that is Russian already, that is technically Russian. And it also secures their border in a more comfortable way.
So he feels justified in that amount of a show of power, that level.
Yeah, I would hate for there to be bloodshed. I would like for there to be some other political solution for this to occur.
So it's oil at stake and
a lot of things
at
stake. It's all those resources. It's
a lot of money.
So it's never totally simple. But everybody paints the Russians as really bad. It's the Chinese we need to worry about. It's the Chinese. They're, if if we could ally with the Russians and manage to, you know, make peace, you know. And we saw something that was rather interesting that I thought made a lot of sense, you know, in regards to how this is occurring.
Mm.
Putin never had any experience in all his KGB life, I mean, working for the KGB and whatever other political things he's done. He's never been to the United States. Do you know what I'm saying? He was always in Russia,
right,
or maybe just on the European continent for things, but he was never to America. So he doesn't necessarily know how we think, you know, how America in general thinks. And I think that's kind of, you know, there's a language, cultural,
the disconnect.
Yeah. And you got to know how your enemy, you know, in this case, unfortunately, we're enemies, but you got to know how your enemy thinks or have some idea how they'll interpret what you're doing. You know,
right?
So yeah, it's really complicated. There was supposed to be a call. I know. When were we watching? Friday.
Yes.
The Americans called and wanted the Russians to talk on. Russians said we'll talk to you on Monday on the phone, and the Americans were like, "Well, we want to talk on Saturday." So we haven't. And today's Saturday, and I haven't really been paying attention to what's going on. But as far as I know, there haven't been any invasions. I've been watching news come up very slowly on my phone. Notifications I get, and there's been nothing about the Russian invasion. I don't know what 5,000 American troops are going to do to 100,000 Russian. And Russia, they've got a good army. They got a good military. They don't have a fucking... This isn't Iraq, baby. This is, you know, this is a real deal. Yeah, and they're hard. They're trained very hard, and they have the latest military because they spend money on their military.
Indeedy.
On the regular. I see stuff all the time on RT and Sputnik, where they're testing all sorts of...
Sputnik,
yeah. All
right.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, So what will happen with that? Who the hell knows? I mean, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I don't think there's anything else really big. You know, I think an hour is good. I feel my back's bothering me. Is there anything you'd like to...
Yeah, I think we pretty well covered the major goings-on this last week.
We talked about the goings-on and the stuff that's going on around us, which is, you know... and we talked about COVID, you know, and we didn't get anywhere, you know. But no, I think we did, because like I said, every week that goes by, I'm leaning a little bit more towards the alternative media explanation for certain things. Not everything, but for certain things.
Well, when something proves to be true, like they say, the proof is in the pudding, time, you know, plays out and you see what's happening, whether or not it's real. So,
You know what? One other thing, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
I was just going to
say. Yeah, I don't want to go away without talking about Joe Rogan. Yeah, I think as of last week it was reported, and I guess it's correct. He censored like 70 of his episodes, took them down, apparently because they were using the nigger word, the N word. I just say it, nigger. That was it. Nigger, wait a minute. Nigger. I haven't said it in a while. Don't look at me like that. He self-censored. Obviously, he wouldn't have done it unless there was some sort of, you know, pressure. Supposedly, the management and the CEO included are kind of sticking by him and saying that, you know, creative, the only way we're going to get anywhere in the world is if we provide a platform for creators to do what they do. And, you know, anti-Karenism, I guess. willing to stick by him, though, seems to be. And he's willing to stick by them at the moment. There's still a lot of pressure. I don't know if more people are leaving. I heard the Brady Bunch band recently left Spotify.
Oh, my God.
But I'm bumped. It's time to change. You've got to rearrange who you are and what you're going to do.
Marsha.
You remember that?
Yes,
remember
I do. Sadly, I do.
The football with the frame broke.
Yeah.
And the time with the frame, remember they bought the frame for the anniversary, broke it, and then they had to enter the contest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And then busted Jan's face.
Yeah, I've seen all those. I've seen all Brady Bunch. All right. But anyway, yeah, so that was a joke. Bum. Okay. So now that I haven't explained it that far, it's not fucking funny anymore, Midwood. But anyway, that being said. I guess more people are leaving. I don't really know. Not a lot has changed, I don't think, going on over there. But I think I read this. Rumble, which is fast becoming a YouTube alternative because they don't censor, has offered to take Joe Rogan, new and old, meaning his old shows and produce no programs. They offered $100 million over 4 years, So I guess it would, you know, they don't necessarily have the entire capital to do it all at one time, but apparently it's a standing offer, and Rogan has politely declined because, again, he's sticking by Spotify until, I guess, he's not, for whatever, you know, whatever his deal is. But I feel bad for him. There's lots of things that I've said and done on the air that, you know, if I actually had a larger audience that weren't part of the choir, and I appreciate the choir, I do, and it's not a complaint on my part, strictly an observation. If I had, that's one of the reasons why I really haven't publicized the show too much, because I'm offensive to certain people. There's no ifs, ands, or about, and to the point where I even try to be offensive, and other times it's just my natural God-given talent.
Yes, it is.
To be offensive. I get it. You know, he's just doing his thing. And I think a lot of people who are most upset have never heard Joe Rogan and don't understand, what's going on in the context of what he does. Spotify still has Bill Cosby up there. You know, do I need to say more?
Oh, my God.
R. Kelly, who's been convicted of trafficking children for
even
sex.
Even worse.
Still up on Spotify. Don't hear anybody crying about that.
WTF.
Right. So, you got to, let's go after the white guy. Let's go after the white. And, the idea of misinformation, how much misinformation, not for nothing, you want to use the word misinformation. Gulf War II was totally predicated on misinformation. Misinformation. All over the place by the hawks who wanted to go to war. The fucking Democrats, right?
Huh.
And that's why I wonder about the idea of misinformation with the virus. Misinformation. So the definition of misinformation, I have to wonder what that means. Yeah, you follow? Yeah, just because it doesn't fit the narrative that the largest group around is looking to push doesn't mean it's misinformation. It means it's altered. And why not have everything on the table? You know, he's had other health-oriented guests on about COVID. Gupta, Sandra, what's that dude's name?
Gupta, now see, I can't say it.
You know, that guy.
Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah, that guy. He's had him on, and he's had whole bunch of other people on. I looked back. I have found access to shows now. I don't care to mention where. Gilbert Gottfried was on that long. Not that super long ago. So I'm going to go back and listen to that because I love Gilbert. What about all the good things Hitler did? No, it wasn't good. That wasn't a good one. That wasn't Gilbert. But that's what he said. And Gilbert knows about fucking cancel culture, which is really. I think one of the first guys, and I saw him on, he was on Newsmax. I happened to be scrolling by, and Phil, what's his face from the Duck Dynasty?
Okay.
Yeah, was on the Patriarch there, because he was like one of the first persons to be canceled.
Right.
I mean, before this, most of this insanity started. And he was talking about, there's a lot in the Bible about people who go around doing that sort of thing.
They get smoted.
And smoted and stuff. So what comes around goes around, which is really, really kind of cool. I always liked Duck Dynasty. So we talked about Joe Rogan for a while. I would consider myself to be a fan of Joe Rogan, and I support Joe Rogan. It's fucked up that he had to remove shows. Ironically, I don't think the show that started it all with Dr. Malone has been removed, which is really,
really
friggin' weird. It's still up there, yeah.
And then who was the next person to stand up and say, ooh, we should take Joe Rogan. I'm taking all my music over here. Was that friggin' Neil Young?
Yeah, Neil Young was the first one.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. Okay. He's always been. Yeah, he's always been a Canadian. So.
Just saying.
When I was a liberal, I really and Joe Rogan has come out and said he's a fan. He's a fan of Neil Young. Loves the music and everything. So I mean, again, Joe Rogan is like he's not being like being Joe Rogan, and I don't think people get it. And if you don't get it, then leave it alone. Because the idea, I know I follow Elvira on several platforms. The Elvira, the horror show queen, Elvira.
The Mistress of the Dark.
The Mistress of the Dark, right? And she's gotten all emotional about, misinformation and he's killing people. I would like someone to present some sort of evidence that indicates that Joe Rogan's information or anything from the Joe Rogan program has led to anybody dying. I would like some sort of, you know, because they're all big on their contact tracing and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Remember contact tracing when you had to put the, maybe you don't because you stayed in. There was a point where you had to write down your phone number, and in this case, there was an outbreak, they would call you. And then, right, so I'd like someone, you know, again, the left is getting emotionally ridiculous. Emotionally ridiculous, but by the same token, it's interesting because for her, it's like two birds with one stone. Because he hasn't exactly supported the LGBTQ community, which she is obviously now a member of.
Yeah.
You know, and has a big following with.
Right.
Yuval.
Yep.
So it kind of allows her to, you know what I mean, throw her, because he's not. I think he's, you know, he said things that may have been construed, you know, as.
So you're saying it might be a little bit of revenge on her part?
Who knows? I'm just saying it's just easier.
That's you just know what
a I mean? It's just easier to say, well, he's doing this now, too. You know what I mean?
Man.
You know, I'm, again, an equal opportunity offender, so I don't, you know, nothing against the Fagles. Yeah. That's another thing, by the way, that now there's things with this virus thing where people are taking the vaccine and they're getting HIV. They're not getting AIDS.
What?
But they're getting a different form, because HIV is a...
an immune disease.
Yes, people are getting that as a result of taking the,
okay, now
the
that's
jabs.
Really fishy.
Yeah, it is a little fishy, is it not?
Really fishy.
Yeah, it's a little fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's been stuff out of, like, I think even Israel on that. So, yeah, just to kind of tie, I don't know how that all ties together. But,
well, I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Bring me all my stuff.
Well, but there are other people who need to work. They need to, you know what I'm saying? And they got screwed. They got thrown out of their jobs because they wouldn't take the jab. You know, meanwhile, they're perfectly healthy. They were working in the environment. And apparently, they weren't getting sick. They had some sort of natural immunity or antibodies that, you know, because it does happen, right? So what we do is we fire them and we bring in people who were vaccinated and then who eventually wound up getting sick and eventually wound up giving the virus to their patients or people that they would help treating, whether it be doctors or nurses.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, and then or they were asymptomatic, and this is again after you even said your uncle took the jab and he got sick and died, you know. So I mean, they make it act like, oh, if you take the jab, you're gonna live, no matter what happens. You know what I'm
right,
saying? You
right.
won't go to the hospital and you live. You'll still get it.
Right.
You'll be terrible, but you know, but apparently that's not always the case. You know what I'm saying? And that's obviously for people who are susceptible anyway. But they're doing that. The healthcare industry is a major civil war explosion going on.
I'm telling you.
With the healthcare industry in this
country.
Follow
the money.
This moment. So, yeah, that's a very poignant thing to say is follow the money. That being said, I want to get out of here. I'm tired. Well, thanks for coming on.
Sir, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it under the circumstances. I think it was maybe somewhat therapeutic, I hope, to some degree.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, yes.
Night. Have a happy Valentine's Day to those of you who exercise and such maneuvers, as I say. We're getting Chinese food. Yeah, going Jew. I'm Jewing on it. We did for Christmas too.
We're getting chinks.
Getting the chinks. It's $20. Go get some chinks. Bring it back. Yeah. All right. So yeah. All right. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, I appreciate you taking the time to look for the media. Head over to, please, most of you who are hearing this do it anyway, but some of you just go directly to the audio links. Now you have the audio link saved because that's how you roll. But, you know, to anybody else, head over to lfmidwood.com and you got your audio links and you got your archives. Plenty of archives, tons and tons and tons of archives. Take the red pill. That's my all the way. Everything's on the right hand side. It's my social media, which I have been being a bit more active on. A bit more. I don't see a Getter thing that I can add to my take the red pill. So I think I'm going to have to add that. Maybe we're going to have to add Getter to the to the links.
Sure.
On the side. Yeah, that would be cool. So we want to do that, and you want to do that. And speaking of favorites, so a lot of normally when I do my news, a lot of news is culled from various sources under my favorites. That's where I get most of my news from. So you know what's going on in my head, even if I haven't presented news in a formal way. That's pretty much where it comes from. If you head up top over to the left, you'll find. Let me open that. Up to the left, you'll find 11ORNI. That takes you to John Lightning's page, where you'll find John Lightning archives and Dave the Boogeyman Archives and Big Steve Cole Archives and Memoriam, and you'll find my archives as well, too. You'll find another edition of my archives. Same stuff, different place. Yeah, I don't know why we do that. One of these days I'll talk to John about removing those to make more space. That being said, all the way over to the right, our good friend Brad Reed at Grits Radio. We appreciate you running the show, Brad. It's commendable, to say the least, my friend. It's commendable. So thanks again, as always. And that's about it. So I'm going to play my clothes, my broken clothes, because I never fix it. And we're going to get out, and I'll be back next week, provided my health enables me to. So, God bless. Be thankful for what you got. Right? Definitely be thankful for what you got. Anyway, that being said, we'll talk soon. Bye.
And now,
11 hour and I. Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show. Here comes LF Midwood.
That was interesting. All right, that was another open. That was on me. Here it is. Let's try this one. Crapola. Yeah, I know you're confused. Wait a second. Didn't he say he was leaving? Okay, let's try this one. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.